Mike Dunleavy has lived in Alaska since 1983. Before becoming a state legislator, he was a teacher, superintendent, and school board president. He was first elected to the Alaska State Senate 2 years ago. Normally, senators serve 4-year terms, but the recent redistricting by the state means that Dunleavy has a new district and must run again. He believes his record merits another term.
Basically, I think I've been effective. I've been involved in public service basically my entire life. I consider my career as an educator as part of the public service process. And I just want to keep serving the public and being their voice in Juneau.
The new district that Dunleavy is running in is big, about the size of Indiana. It starts in the north, just south of Cantwell, and takes a somewhat serpentine route down to its southern extreme in Whittier. He says that a lot of his campaign time has been spent traveling between the far-flung communities. With an area as large and economically diverse as District E, Senator Dunleavy says that there are bound to be a variety of issues that constituents are concerned about.
Places like Whittier and Valdez, they will have unique issues that'll be different than South Tita. I mean, Whittier and Valdez are port cities. They're on salt water. So they have a different different background. So you got to sit down with the city council, you got to sit down with the various groups, and again, you got to do what I'm doing, and that's going to the restaurants and businesses and just listening to what folks have to say as to what the issues are.
If voters send Mike Dunleavy back to Juneau later this winter, he says his priorities will be
energy and the budget. Wherever I go, I'm getting folks, it's a common theme everywhere, trying to get our energy costs lowered and coming up with some different ways to power Alaska.
On the budget side, Senator Dunleavy says that it's hard to predict specific areas that will be cut right now, but that, given the current fiscal outlook, it's likely that the budget will be noticeably smaller in the coming legislative session. Energy is also part of that budget discussion. Dunleavy says that the financial picture will also have an impact on what energy projects go forward.
But I think the budget picture, revenue forecast, are going to compel us to get a little more serious in focusing on what is really going to work for communities in Alaska, what is not. And I think we're going to have to separate our needs from our wants and potentially dream projects may need to be dropped for reality projects, for lack of a better phrase.
Senator Dunleavy says the gas pipeline is at the top of his energy priority list. That project will likely mean a large state expenditure, even though the current proposal has the support of the major oil producers as well. As a result, Dunleavy says that other projects, including the Susitna-Watonna Hydroelectric Project, will likely receive a close look in the next session. Three initiatives will appear on the ballot on the same day that Mike Dunleavy is seeking re-election. Proposition 2 would legalize recreational marijuana in the state. Dunleavy says he plans to vote against that initiative, but is not closing the door on the idea entirely.
I'm going to be a no vote on that particular item, only because I want to see Colorado and Washington run this new concept for a little while to see exactly how it turns out.
Proposition 3 would increase the minimum wage by $2 over the next 2 years. Senator Dunleavy says he is currently undecided on that question.
I'm pretty sure it's going to pass because I think most people want it. I just struggle with the fact that the government's imposing a wage level on all Alaska businesses and workers.
The final ballot proposition would give the state legislature a measure of control over what mining projects can go forward in the Bristol Bay region. Senator Dunleavy says he thinks it could be dangerous to take the process of approval from agencies and put it in the hands of politicians. The full hour of this week's Sioux Valley Voice is available online at ktna.org. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.